Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The second baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The DH, Eric Soderholm. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Harry Chappas. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Wortham. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting second. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting third. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fourth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Chalk. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the California Angels, Chris Knapp. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a pop-up towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund takes first base on ball four. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Rettenmund moves to second. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rettenmund, who is chasing the ball. Washington reaches third base with a triple. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy takes first base on ball four. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy moves to second. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields it and throws to third for the out. Jackson moves to second. One out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor misplays the ball. That's an error on Pryor. Jackson moves to third. Downing moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Downing scores. Miller moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Angels. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to third. Grich moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Miller scores. Grich moves to third. Rettenmund moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Angels. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Downing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rudy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pryor moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Pryor moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires strikes out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Colburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox nothing. the Angels will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Chalk hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Grich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Grich reaches second base with a double. There goes Miller trying to get to third. Wortham throws to Bell, who tags Miller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0-for-1 in the game. Chappas hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0-for-2 in the game. Gar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chalk misplays the ball. That's an error on Chalk. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chalk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gar moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Rettenmund hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Anderson now playing shortstop. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Soderholm strikes out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Washington hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Angels. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Colburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 1. The Angels will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-2 in the game. Downing hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0-for-2 in the game. Chappas hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-3 in the game. Garr takes first base on ball 4. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson misplays the ball. That's an error on Anderson. Garr moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garr scores. Pryor moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Angels. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Soderholm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pryor scores. Lemon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 3, Angels, 3. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Lamar Johnson pinch hits for Mike Squires. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Lemon scores. Soderholm moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Wayne Nordhagen pinch hits for Claudel Washington. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Lamar Johnson now playing first base. Bob Molinaro now playing right field. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Pablo Torrealba now pitching. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to third. Grich moves to second. Laron Lagro now pitching. Ken Landreau pinch runs for Merv Rettenmund. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lansford is called out on strikes. two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. Grich scores. Landreau moves to third. It's 5-4, Angels. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Landreau now playing right field. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Colburn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 5, Angels, 5. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0 for 3 in the game. Chappas hits a line drive towards short. Anderson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Gar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell moves to second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields it and throws to second for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grich reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels 5. The Angels will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 3 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson bunts towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Grich covering, for the out. Soderholm moves to second. One out. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soderholm scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Dyer Miller now pitching. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Colburn hits a fly ball into right field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0 for 4 in the game. Chappas hits a pop-up towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 5. The Angels will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Grich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lagro fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and California Angels, 5. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.